Welcome to a room filled with legends to lock it in again in what appears to be a shortened round this weekend. Pete Holland, as always, how are you, mate?
Mate, I am well. Did you realise, even though it's a shortened round, that we've gone to number one in the Republic of Gambia in Africa? I mean, out of the 54 African nations, we're number one in 48 of them.
So this segment, you mean?
This segment alone.
This is what we're aiming global. For. This is what we're aiming for when we first put it
Huge.
Together.
Oh, well, hello to those people in, where is it?
The Republic of Gambia.
Oh,
it's Republic funny, I hear from the Nigerians all the time. In fact, they contact, they send
Nigeria,
me emails.
Nigeria, wow.
Yeah,
unbelievable, the figures there.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Tim Williams, our sales manager extraordinaire. How you feeling, mate?
My tail's between my legs this week because what a beating.
Yeah.
Hold the phone.
Absolutely.
Tupanua holding it out in one hand, giving it to Suali. That's it. Melbourne have inflicted another huge defeat on an opponent. 46-0 tonight.
Wow, that was some kind of flogging. The Roosters, 46-0. Just remind us, did you tip them last week?
Yeah. Yeah, I did.
Yeah, he did.
Last time, unlock it in.
I reckon the tonight's game is going to be the game of the week. Roosters v Storm. I'm going to back the Roosters on that one. They're definitely the underdog.
And I'm going to go for tomorrow night. It's going to lock in the Parramatta Eels to defeat the Penrith Panthers.
I think the Newcastle Knights on Saturday night up against the Cowboys will be too strong. Giddy up, boys.
First of all, I'd like to say thank you, Mitchell Moses. How could you not kick that goal? I would have been so right.
How did they blow the penalty to start with?
It was a penalty all day. Damn it, unfortunately. Well done to Pete, picking being the one and only of us that managed to pick a winner. Yeah. Now, Tim, you're going to have to step up to the plate, mate. Last week, you tipped your Roosters to beat Melbourne. You said they were underdogs. Proved to be correct. Who have you got for round 17?
Well, they say that the true love of a team isn't just liking them when they're winning. It's also there for them when they're losing. So I'm backing the Roosters again this week because
they say the
surely they can't lose.
They also say something about insanity is repeating the same thing over and
they're
over.
They're playing the goddamn Bulldogs.
Well, they're not the underdog this week, but then after last week, who knows? But that was an absolute thrashing. But you know, we all have our ups and downs.
Those dogs should have been put down. I tell you what, the difference is right. If Tom Trbojevic had played for the Bulldogs against Manly last week, they would have lost by about 36-6. They are terrible, the Bulldogs.
Look, in defence of the Bulldogs last week, which they didn't have much of, there were five of their players who were out after a COVID breach.
Yeah, all right. The difference might have been 20 points, perhaps.
Yeah, maybe.
So you're picking the Roosters. In all good conscience, seriously, the three of us could put it to the Bulldogs this week, Tim. How do you feel about that?
Well, you know, it is what it is.
Okay, all right. Strong support for your pick there. All right, Pete, who've you got?
Mate, I'm going to go the hapless Raiders. These guys can't beat time with a stick at the moment, but they will beat the Sea Eagles, and they'll do it by 14.
You're teasing me now, aren't you?
No. I'm fair dinkum.
Did you watch my Raiders play the Titans last week?
I did.
Terrible.
They were absolutely woeful. Ricky on the sideline couldn't inspire them. But trust me, he's inspired him through the week, I reckon.
I'm actually this concerned about the Raiders that I might not pick them against Manly. And I really, really dislike Manly.
Yeah, look, I dislike Manly. Turbo out of the side makes him a totally different outfit.
Yep.
I've just got a feeling the Raiders will bounce back and they're going to do it there at Brookie.
Would be the first time in a long time that's been the case. And for my pick this week, I'm going to go for the Warriors to beat the Sharks because I thought the Warriors went pretty close to St. George, who are they still having a party right now?
Well, they might as well be. Yeah. Most of them can't play.
Barbecue time down in the southern districts of Sydney. They should be able to take care of the Sharks, who were terrible against a Broncos side they should have beaten.
Yeah, they should have. And Sharks looked average. And yeah, I've taken the Warriors there.
Yeah. All right, so we'll just check back in with Tim. You got a flip-flop on the Roosters-Dogs game?
No, never going to flip-flop on the Chooks, mate.
Okay.
Sorry, yeah, they're going to win.
All right, legends. And
hang on, mate. You've missed the big game of the week that's happening in Newcastle.
That's next Wednesday.
You're
not going to be here for it. Tim and I
doesn't
have to
matter.
Do it next
New
week.
South Wales, clean sweep. I called it before the series. I'm getting it in early.
Just so you know, Tim, by the time we do this next week, I'll edit it so that he's going for Queensland. Thank you, legends.
All right.